Welcome to the Magical Mothering Podcast. My name is Dania Foster, naturopath and energetics therapist, and nurturer of mamas who are struggling with disconnect whilst raising highly sensitive kids. Today, I want to talk to you about reclaiming your body. So if you're loving this podcast, please make sure that you like and subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. And show me some love by sharing or commenting about how this has resonated with you. So I get asked a lot about weight loss, questions in my DMs or questions about my workout routines or my food that I'm eating. And also with clients, it's something that's on their mind. And what I want to really bring attention to is this. We know that there's that societal drive to want to look a certain way or fit with an expectation. And there's also a huge movement at the moment that I'm really pleased to see about this body acceptance and knowing that it's not about being skinny. It's not about losing weight to fit into a certain clothes size or anything like that anymore. It's not coming from that direction. But it's about being uncomfortable in your body is the underlying driver for this desire and a lot of the women that I'm hearing from. And I want to talk to you with trying to be vulnerable in the space that, you know, I am a bigger girl, and that's been a hard thing for me to come to terms of as a naturopath, as somebody who is a clinical nutritionist, to say that, you know, how can I show up in the world as a clinical nutritionist when I too have body fat? That sounds so ridiculous to say it out loud. But I just want to just talk to this point today and just share my philosophies and understanding and my perspective around this when I'm working with my clients and when I'm talking with them about their body image or wanting to lose fat percentage or anything like that. So let's chat about that. So first off, you know, I'm over 35 now, surprisingly. I don't recall when that happened, but you know, these past few years have flown by and it's like, oh, flip, and here we are. But once you get over that 35 age mark, it is a lot harder to lose fat from your body. And the thing is that it is actually a protective mechanism that our body is doing to protect our hormones, but it's also can throw our hormones out of whack. So it's a bit hard to juggle this balance, and the body can struggle if we're not aligned in other aspects of our body and our health. So my perspective when it comes to weight loss or losing fat from our bodies or anything like that is that it will come when everything else is aligned. So we don't lose weight to get healthy. My perspective is that we get healthy and the weight will shift to where it's meant to be. Okay. And so that journey in itself takes a lot of that radical self-acceptance that we move through in our mentorship journeys when we do the energetics behind what's happening with us physically, because there is so much mindset work to be done about why we're holding this protective layer around our bodies. Where are we holding this protection around us? And as I was saying, our body is holding this layer of armor as protection, thinking that we're going to need some extra support. The female body is naturally more plump and soft, and it's meant to have this layer of fat to be able to hold babies as we're growing them, to be able to breastfeed, to be able to give us this extra nourishment that we're needing, especially if we're running on fumes. You know, if we're just moving from place to place and we've got that high cortisol load, or our cortisol's bottomed out and we're really struggling with that adrenal load, then it's going to hold the fat. It's going to be in survival mode, and that's keeping you going. So there's a lot that we need to unpack as to why is your body holding this protection? So it's something to really consider. Why is your body protecting you with this weight, with this fat layer? And there's some mindset, there's some energetics, there's some hormonal, there's some adrenal balance, stress balance, stuff that we've got going on there. Insulin, blood sugar regulations that we need to bring into alignment. So as I was saying, we focus on building healthy patterns and the consistency of a lifestyle shift that is going to be supporting your body to feel comfortable with your set weight. And this is what I mean by your body will find its comfortable place, and you'll know that comfortable place when you feel energized, you'll feel vitalistic, you'll feel strong, you'll feel empowered, and you will feel that flexibility. You'll feel freedom to be able to move how you want to move without feeling like you are stagnant or slow or stuck, or you just can't flex and move around this. So I believe that we do have our own individual set weights. We're not all meant to be oh, if you're this many centimeters tall, you should be this weight. I don't believe we're as stock standard as the books and the charts tell us that we're meant to be. We are individualistic. Everybody is different. We come from different backgrounds, different cultures, different genetics. They make us have different statures, and everything is okay. The main things that I want us to draw back on is that how do you feel in your body is the most important thing. So whether you have a layer of fat on you or a belly or anything else that's going on, you've accumulated this over a whole story of a lifetime that has brought you to where you are today. So I just want to show some radical self-compassion or radical compassion for you, and invite you to share in this radical self-compassion for yourself and your journey. To know that your body has perhaps carried babies, perhaps birthed babies, perhaps gone through trauma, perhaps been under a whole heap of pressure for the past, for me, 10 plus years of children, plus whatever happened before that, plus, childhood things that have happened, all of these things that your body is remembering and holding and storing. Your body is holding it all and always working to protect you. And it's doing it in the best way that it knows how. So we shift our perspective to how can I feel stronger in my body? And this is a huge part of my own self-care practices, is that I love lifting weights because it makes me feel strong. And I know that when I focus on my muscle mass, increasing my muscle mass, making sure I'm hitting my protein markers for the day, getting protein in each meal, snacking on protein, I stay fuller for longer. I won't be reaching for the sugars and things like that in the afternoon. And holding that extra muscle mass is going to be helping my body to regulate and burn off any fat that it's no longer needing to carry. Okay, and so muscle mass, and this is also going to be increasing your bone strength, lifting weights, increasing your bone strength. This is lifetime medicine. This is not something for a quick fix. This is not a health challenge to lose that weight. I am building my health for the long run. I am making sure that my body is flexible and strong with, yoga and lifting and being able to move my body and lift things and feel strong and capable. And that's empowering. And that's something that's going to keep you moving and keep you hitting your goals, is feeling strong, whatever way works for you. And yeah, and that flexibility of yoga, of being able to get down on the floor and get back up, being able to move around, to jump up and run if you need to chase and play with your kids. That's a goal. We want to be able to be fluid in our movements. Our weight and our shape will shift once we get active and create fluidity in our days. And this is where our rhythm is supportive for us to do this. We weave things that are value driven into our lives on a daily basis, like movement, like strength training, like protein in our foods and making sure we're hitting our water. Because this is another thing that I really want to talk about is there's a process that your body needs to run smoothly. Okay, and especially to move things like toxicity, which is stored in our fat and creates, you know, if we have excess fat, it's creating extra estrogen, which is playing with that hormone balance. When we have extra fat, it is playing with our insulin balance, you know, all of these things, our cortisol, our stress levels, our fatigue, all of this comes back to that. So I'm not saying that we need to just accept it and love it, but we can love ourselves by embracing our body's natural functions and the way that our body needs to work to make us feel vitalistic and thrive. And when we do those things, our body is naturally going to shift that extra protective weight that it's holding because it's feeling safer, it's feeling more in flow, it's feeling more nourished, it's feeling more energized. So you will move and you will feel your body shifting and changing in the way that you look and hold that body, hold that body, hold that structure, hold that capacity in your energy and your vitalism. Your vitalism is this vital force that moves through your body and keeps you alive and feeling on purpose and driven and excited about your life. So, what do we need to focus on? We need to focus on the foods that we're eating. Are they nourishing? Every time you get to choose what you want to eat, you have an opportunity to give your body something that's going to nourish you and help you feel energized. Now, you can make sure that you've got enough protein in your days, eating the rainbow, getting a lot of variety of fruits and vegetables. And this is going to give you a lot of fiber that's going to help your digestive process. So, digestion is eating mindfully, not eating on the run. And this is a huge thing that I see with a lot of clients is just grabbing something quick and heading out the door, or just having coffee and then heading out the door, rushing, 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 rushing. That rushing woman syndrome is that we need to slow down. If you need to get up earlier to create some space where you can make yourself a nourishing breakfast and sit down and eat without trying to choke it all down quickly before you have to run off, create space to mindfully nourish yourself. We look at your ability to break down the food that you are eating. So your hydrochloric acid levels in your stomach is what's needed to be able to break that food down, to churn it up and get it ready to be absorbed in the intestines. So we need to make sure that your hydrochloric acid levels in your stomach are at an optimal level. So this is something that we focus on. You can do this with herbal bitters. This is the tradition of having a green bitters salad with a vinaigrette dressing before you eat. Okay. It increases your body's ability to break down and digest your foods. So have a green starter or a lemon water, a lemon and ginger water, or a herbal bitters in your tea or whatever it might be. But help you to break your food down. We pay attention to your hydrochloric acid levels and your ability to break that food down, get that protein broken down into its amino acid building blocks to be able to create your neurotransmitters and to be able to help you feel energized, build those muscles, everything you need to be able to break your food down. The next thing is, Oh, and I'll just mention that you can tell if you're not breaking down your foods well with your hydrochloric acid levels if you have chunks of undigested food in your stools. So make sure you're checking the toilet after you go and see, are you having a fully digested stool? Is your bowel movement like a sausage shape? Is it a medium brown? This is a healthy stool. So if it's different from that, then come and chat with me and we can adjust some things in your life, in your food, and give your body that lift that it needs, perhaps with herbal medicine or nutrients to help you be getting to that point. Because we need to absorb our foods. I've just gone script to eliminating, but I've skipped some steps there. We'll make sure we cover them and go back to that. But we digest our foods properly first. Once we've digested our foods, well, then we check, can we absorb these foods, these nutrients that we're absorbing? Can we absorb them through our gut wall, our mucosa? So if you're low in iron or having anemia or low iron on your pathology, despite supplementing, I'd be looking at, okay, well, why can't we absorb it? There must be something going on with either inflammation or gut health. Okay, so we need to be able to make sure that you have a healthy gut mucosa to be able to assimilate your nutrients and create neurotransmitters in the gut. There's a whole lot we can go into that as well. So making sure that you're able to absorb any supplements that you are taking or the food that you are eating, is it good? Be broken down. We look at your levels of B12. And that's where we look at, are you having digestive issues like not being able to tolerate lactose, milk? Okay. Because our enzymes to break down lactose, lactase, are made in the brush border enzymes of the gut mucosa. So if your gut mucosa is damaged, then you're not going to be making the enzymes to break these foods down and you'll be having trouble digesting some of these difficult foods. So we can talk about that. Are you metabolizing your foods once it's moved through into absorption? Are you metabolizing them well? Let's look at any insulin resistance with these, if you're having glucose spikes, blood sugar spikes, playing out in your moods and holding on to weight. Looking at your increasing your insulin sensitivity so that your body can use the glucose as it gets it. It's about retraining your body into how to respond to these natural molecules that are found in food. Glucose is not the problem. It's the way your body's responding to it. So we need to help your body to metabolize it, move through this, metabolize your hormones. This is all working with your liver network, and protecting and building these pathways to help your body metabolize and use what it's got. All right, then we go back to elimination. So, are you having that daily bowel movement at least once a day, doing a solid poo? Yes, I'd like to see a sausage shaped poo, mid brown, every day at least. If you're not going every day, we need to help you eliminate these toxins. Otherwise, you're going to be recycling these hormones back through your body again. It's going to be keeping that weight where it is. All right, so we want a daily bowel movement. And how do we help your body to excrete? We've got, say, three major pathways of our body to excrete things like toxins. We've got our poop, we've got our wee, and we've got our sweat. Yes. So, pooping every day. I want you to be drinking at least 2 liters of water every day. If you are breastfeeding, then I want you to be drinking more, especially if it's hot, because our body needs to have that water coming in. I know it's something I struggle with as well, but do what you can do to get that water into your body. And yes, water through food counts, water through herbal teas count. Fortunately, water through coffee doesn't count, but look at the non-caffeinated herbal teas. That'll all bring your water balance up. Okay, and this is going to help you to detoxify. It helps you to move your lymph around, which creates that release of stagnancy under your skin and helps you to shift any toxic load that your body is holding onto in your cells. And sweat is another thing, is our body excretes through sweat. So get your body moving to a level where you are sweaty at least 3 times a week is a big workout. So do a weightlifting thing or a class or something like that that's going to get you moving at least 3 times a week. Okay, give that a go. Yeah, so I'm just checking my notes to see if there's anything else that I wanted to say, but I can't think of anything else. So if you have any questions or if you need some extra support around this, it's all about building a rhythm that's going to support healthy habits and creating habits that work for you. And so you don't have to get up and do this every morning, like any movement every morning, if that doesn't work for you, but find somewhere in your day where you've got the biggest amount of energy. Do you have like this big burning of energy in the evening or something like that, and it's hard for you to shut down? Maybe it'll be best for you to do some sort of exercise in the evening to help you to burn that off. But yeah, everybody is different. This is a huge thing to remember, is that everybody is different. You don't have to do your rhythm the same as me. You don't have to be on the same journey as anybody else. This is your journey and this is your body, and this is all about how you feel. So nobody gets to tell you what's the right weight for you. You're the one who can feel that in yourself and know when you are wanting to shift. So if you want some support around this in a way that's going to nurture you holistically, and what I mean by that is, yeah, we're going to look at your physiology, about your hormones and your balance of your nutrition, your nutrient deficiencies, and everything else that is going to be supporting you physiologically. But we're also going to be looking at that mental mindset. We're going to be looking at the spiritual and energetic protective mechanisms that you're holding. Okay, so there's a lot to consider when it comes to this, and to be embracing our bodies as the beautiful priestess that you are. You have, if you are a mother, you have held life, you have created life in this body. So I would really like to honor your body with where you're at, with whatever you have been through. Your story has been an impact on you. And I want to honor that, and I want to hold that whilst we hold you in your next stage forward in your journey of shifting, of reclaiming yourself and feeling really comfortable and strong and empowered in your body. Feeling flexible and vitalistic is my goal for you. I want you to feel really good in where you are and who you are. So, thank you for joining me, Dania Foster, for this Magical Mothering podcast. If you've enjoyed listening, please show your support with a like, a subscribe, a share, however you want to. Let me know that you've enjoyed this. I really appreciate your love and feedback. It helps me feel motivated to keep going. So if you'd like a more intimate container to work with me, I offer private mentorship journeys called the Priestess of Motherhood, as well as naturopathic consults if you'd like to start there. So please reach out and let me know. Lots of love for you. You take care.